If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We're back. We are back. Training camp is underway at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles on the field this morning for the first workout, first practice of the summer as they get ready to defend a crown as the Super Bowl champions and try to do it again in 2025. We're excited to have some players on the show after practice wraps up late this morning, maybe around 11:30, 12-ish. You know, that's usually when the players come off the field. So excited for that today, and a big show coming up on the WIP Midday Show. I wanted to dive in today. So we're going to have quite a few dates out here at Eagles training camp. I think over the next 2 weeks or so, probably going to be here 7 times. So I'm very excited that we'll be able to take in a lot of champ camp here and watch this team as they prepare for the start of the season. And look, this isn't a team that has many spots up for grabs. Obviously, on the offensive side, there's just one spot up for grab. That is the right guard. I'm going to guess it's going to be Tyler Steen, who's kind of a half of an incumbent anyway. You know, he's been here. So I think there's very little drama in terms of who's going to be on the field, barring injury on the offensive side. The defensive side, there's more of that. But that doesn't mean on either side of the football, there's not a lot of players that I'm just excited to watch and see what they have. So I wanted to dive in. I have 6 names here that I wrote down that I am really excited to watch them play. So 5 of them, you're going to know their name and their background pretty much right away. One of them, I'm going to count as the roster wild card here. And I think there's a shot that the Eagles may have found something. And I think there's also a little, you know, deep down, you know, maybe an extra little motivation for Howie Roseman to maybe be right on one particular kid. All right, so the 6 players I'm most excited to watch in training camp to see what they have and see what they could be for the 2025 Eagles. Number 1 is Azeez Ojulari, pass rusher who came over from the New York Giants, signed a 1-year deal. I always liked Ojulari coming out of Georgia. There was a reason he was a second-round pick. He's had some injuries over the years that have curtailed the production. But you look at Azeez Ojulari's numbers, and you look at someone like Hassan Reddick, maybe a year before he got to the Eagles, and they're pretty similar early in their career. There's ability here with Azeez Ojulari, and I believe on this particular team, there's going to be an opportunity as well. Look, the pass rush is thin on this team. I thought last year there was some concern about it, and then it came on strong at the end. But this year, it's just demonstrably thinner. Gone is Brandon Graham. Gone is Josh Sweat. They're off the football team. And Nolan Smith, I believe in. Nolan Smith has the talent to be a Pro Bowler this year. But Nolan Smith's coming off of another injury. I mean, 2 years ago, early, or I should say late in the summer, right? Late in preseason, he hurt his shoulder. I don't know how much it impacted how much he did or didn't play during the season. He only played like 16% of the snaps as a rookie. They had Sweat. They had Reddick, who was going for a contract. You know, they didn't rotate as much as they did in the past. You know, whatever. Whatever all the reasons were, that's what happened. And then Nolan came on last year. And then by the time we got to, I'd say, week five, six, that Cleveland game where he chased down Deshaun Watson and got to him before he could complete a pass towards the end zone, that's when I thought Nolan really started to come on. And Nolan, from that point through the Super Bowl, was excellent. I mean, just we're talking about star-level play. But then, again, Nolan Smith in the Super Bowl gets hurt. Pretty severe injury. So how much did that impact his offseason, his training? How strong is he right now compared to where he would be if it was a full offseason of no issues? So their best pass rusher is young, still relatively unproven, and has had injury issues in two straight years in the NFL. Then you go to Jalik Sun, who was just a part-time player last year. So flashes, but a part-time player. After that, there's an opportunity for someone to get some pass rush snaps. Eagles signed a player yesterday, had some, you know, had a decent year last year for the Cleveland Browns. There's also Josh Uche, but Ojulari's the one I believe has the most upside. And if you tell me anyone on this team has an out-of-nowhere season where they then parlay that into a lot of money, probably elsewhere in free agency, the way kind of like Milton Williams did last year, I think it'd be Azeez Ojulari. I'm excited to see what he's got, what kind of juice he has as a pass rusher, and if Vic Fangio is willing to put him on the field a lot early. Azeez Ojulari, number one. Number two is Jahan Dotson. And I don't go into this with any sort of delusions of grandeur on Dotson, what his career has been so far. So he came out of Penn State, a first-round pick that hasn't lived up to the billing. But, you know, you do wonder what a second year in the same system, well, you know, I know there's a new coordinator now, but the second year, same role on the same team with the same quarterback, how much that can help Dotson perform and improve. And obviously had a big catch in the Super Bowl, and he was a former first rounder. You know, the Eagles have never thrown with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback to the slot much, or the, you know, number three. Sometimes they move, you know, Devontae or AJ inside the slot. I just mean the number three. Whoever the number three option is, that guy doesn't get many targets. It's just not how they roll around here. The targets go to AJ Brown, they go to Devontae Smith, they go to Dallas Goedert. That's how they distribute the targets. And then whatever is, there's not much left over because they run the football so much, and Jalen takes up a lot of the oxygen as a quarterback that has a lot of run ability to his game and will take those 6 to 8 carries or whatever a game, sometimes 10, 11, just less opportunity for that third wide receiver. So I'm not sitting here expecting 50 catches. But can Jahan Dotson make some big plays down the field? That is really what I'm looking for. Can he make some explosives to change a game or two over the course of the season? He certainly has that ability. You would think he could do that. We'll see if he's more refined and more comfortable and more visible in year two in an Eagles uniform. All right, number three for me, and then I'll get to my final three are all rookies, but maybe not who you expect. So the third one is Moro Ojomo, who, if you ask anyone around the Eagles, they're going to tell you Ojomo's ready. Ojomo's ready. He's going to have a big year. He's going to step in that Milton Williams role. And I believe them. And I think you saw some flashes last year where Moro Ojomo has some juice to him. I just want to see it. I just want, and then I'm not going to see a tackle sack to the ground in training camp. They wear the red jerseys. But I want to see it. That I need to see Moro Ojomo do it. I mean, this is a guy that right now in his career has zero sacks. I mean, zero career sacks in his career. So we're talking about a guy that's shown some pass rush ability from the inside, who has shown some interior burst, but hasn't yet taken that leap to produce. And that's a big deal. And, you know, not everyone can do that. There are some players who are flash players in very small samples, right? You give them 15, 20 snaps and they flash. And they give you 4 or 5 big-time pass rushes. But you put them on the field for 40, and now you expect, well, I'm getting 7 or 8 big pass rushes. It doesn't always work like that. You know, they wear down. They have stamina issues. They, you know, their moves get figured out by the linemen. Like, it's not as simple as just turnkey, go. But with a guy that has some explosiveness to him and a guy that has some ability to him, I mean, he instantly, a few years ago, you realize they got a steal here in this guy from where they drafted him. I like Ojomo. I want to see what everyone is telling me he's going to do, and I'm watching him very closely at training camp. All right, now let me get to my final three, all rookies, but maybe not who you expect. I didn't put Jahad Campbell on my list, not because I'm not excited for Jahad Campbell. I'm very excited for him. But because I just don't know when he's going to be on the field. We'll get more clarity as the next few days go on. And, you know, Vic Fangio, last time he spoke, said sometime mid-August. It reminds me of the Cooper DeJean thing last year, in which Cooper DeJean really wasn't part of training camp. He just wasn't. I mean, he was off to the side. He was there. But because of the hamstring injury he suffered last July or June, whatever it was, when he was training, he wasn't ready for camp. He was behind. And it basically put DeJean behind the eight ball to where we didn't see him until that week six game against Cleveland. I don't expect the Campbell thing to be the perfect parallel, but Howie did mention it a couple of weeks ago or months ago as a potential parallel. So it could be like that. And then whenever he gets out there, Campbell, you know, is he learning strictly inside the way Cooper learned strictly slot because they were trying to keep it simple to get him on the field? Or is he going to be cross-trained and have the ability to play inside and outside and go after the quarterback? We'll see on Jahad Campbell, but I put him to the side for now. Number four on my list, and the first rookie on my list, is Andrew Akuba, who just signed. He's one of the second-round picks that just signed about a week ago, a few days ago, because they were all trying to get some more guaranteed money. He's an important player. You know, I was looking at Elliott Shore Parks's roster breakdown of the locks, the bubble guys, and he did not have Sidney Brown as a lock. He had him as a bubble guy. Obviously, Makuba's a lock. He's a second-round pick. But the importance of Andrew Makuba shoots so far up if Sidney Brown really is a bubble guy and the Eagles have a big question. I mean, it's a big question mark at safety anyway. I still am flabbergasted by the way the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson Jr. thing played out because...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's such a good player, and he's such an impactful player with the Eagles, and he's a playmaker, and they just gave that away. Now, I like Makuba, and I thought last year Makuba was a big difference maker in that Texas secondary to help them get to where they got to in the college football playoff coming over from Clemson. He's played in a lot of big games, high-level football in front of lots of people. I don't think this stage will bother him at all. He was on my big board in the NFL draft last year, right here on this podcast. So I'm a Makuba guy. Now, will he hold up physically at safety? We'll see. I look at his body type, and I thought more slot corner. I thought more Avante Maddox. Now, Maddox played some safety on his career. There's a player here in Makuba. You got to refine it. You got to get him on the field. Can he take that job right away, or will the Eagles have to patch together safety until he's ready? Whether that be Sidney Brown, Tristan McCollum, Lewis Cine. How quickly is Makuba ready to be the guy they think he could be? He's one I'm watching closely. Our number five on my list is Ty Robinson. We had him on the show a couple months ago. The Vanilla Gorilla. Guy's a monster. I can't believe he fell in the draft where he did. He checks a lot of boxes. And I think with the loss of Milton Williams, there is a lot of playing time to be available at defensive tackle. And we know with Jordan Davis, although we're being told, and you can see some photos, he's in great shape and we do this every year with Jordan Davis. It's not the shape he comes in a training camp. It's the shape he keeps himself during the season. So we'll see the load of snaps that Jordan Davis can actually handle because it's under my belief that there's going to be snaps available at that defensive tackle position. Ojomo's going to get a bunch of them, but I think Ty Robinson is going to get a bunch of them too and be a big part of this thing as a rookie. Look, he's got pass rush upside. They get 7 sacks last year in a big-time conference at Nebraska. And I think there's a combination of strength, length, size, pass rush ability, and enough to where if you just showed me some of the clips of Ty Robinson, I would have said, oh, it's a second-round pick. That's a second-round pick. That's not a fourth-round pick. That's not a guy you get on, you know, in the mid-round of the draft. But they did. It could end up being a steal for Howie Rose, and I got my eye on him. And the last one, you know, you might think I'm going with maybe the next round's draft pick, but I'm actually going with an undrafted player. I'm going with Montrell Johnson Jr., the running back out of Florida. Undrafted player, and one that I think is really, really an intriguing player. I mean, he was a transfer from Louisiana in the Sun Belt. He was a freshman of the year there, and then he followed Billy Napier from Louisiana to Florida. So we're talking about his first year in college football, you know, 800-something yards, over 5 yards a carry. He played all 14 games. Then next year at Louisiana, 5.4 yards a carry, 10 rushing touchdowns, played in all 13 games. He left with Napier to go to Florida. Then he went to Florida, SEC, led the team in yards there, 817 yards. That 5.4 yards per carry held up there, played in all the games. And then last year, 5.9 yards per carry. Now, he missed a little bit of the season in the middle of the year, and he had knee surgery before the year, so his carries were a little bit down. But, I mean, he's a violent runner. I think that he has a combination of violence but also 4.41 speed. And, you know, I look at the Eagles' running back room and I say, okay, Saquon, obviously, but they may give him some less carries this year. There's also a chance, just based on last year in history, that Saquon has some long-term injury issues or doesn't play all the games this year. Okay, so we have that. You have Will Shipley, who's going to, I think, clearly be the number two. And then I think there's an assumption it's A.J. Dillon as the three. I got to see if A.J. Dillon can play football anymore. I mean, he missed the entire year with a neck injury. That was the first signing of free agency, so people could be like, oh, well, there's obviously something there. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if A.J. Dillon doesn't make the team. Montrell Johnson Jr., I believe, is a guy that's going to flash, be a training camp darling. There's a little, I think, of power backs with some speed. Tank Bigsby's kind of comes to mind from Jacksonville. I think there's a player here. I think there's a player, Montrell Johnson, you know, what was it, 8 years ago? I remember being at training camp practice and watching Corey Clement as an undrafted running back out of Wisconsin. The first thought I had was, that guy was undrafted? That guy's really good. And, like, and you know, I think with running backs, one of those positions, it pops right away when you're watching a practice. You don't need the pads on. You don't need scheme. You just see a burst and some size involved. You say, oh, there's something real there. And I think it could be that way for Montrell Johnson. I'm excited for him, excited for all these guys. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.